Hello and welcome to Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast, your number one podcast for women reclaiming their life by healing mother wounds and stepping into their power. If you are the golden child in the family, this episode is for you. In this episode, you will get to understand what the deepest pain of the golden child is, something that is never spoken of. Listen till the end to know how to recover from having been the golden child your whole life so far. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women reclaiming their fullness through the 1-on-1 10 weeks program and through Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about these offerings, sign up to the newsletter or visit the website womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Let me ask you, are you the golden child in the family? Have you thought it was a position of privilege? But you are starting to realize it comes at a cost. Have you heard of the golden child syndrome? It took me a long time to realize I was the golden child in the family dynamic I was living in, and it took me even longer to get in touch with the pain that it had caused me all my life. So in this episode, I want to speak to something that no one ever told me, but that has saved me from being extremely unhappy. And I want to share this with you. But first, let's have a quick look at the signs that you may be the golden child in the family. First, you got praised a lot, while your siblings, if you had any, were either invisible or constantly criticized. Number two, you were used as the example for everyone to follow. And if you had siblings, of course, you were placed up there as the example for them to follow. Number three, your achievements were shown off to everyone, even the minor ones. Number four, there were plenty of resources made available for you. Number five, you could do no wrong. Number six, you got the best of everything, first choice in everything, while if you had siblings, they got your scraps. Number seven, your failures were dismissed or blamed on others. And number eight, you may have even been encouraged to bully your siblings, especially the scapegoated one. Now, I know I've mentioned a few times siblings. You can be the golden child even if you are an only child. You don't need to have siblings in order to become the golden child in the family. Now, when you put it in a list like this, all of this sounds amazing, doesn't it? I mean, who wouldn't want to be treated like that as a child? Where the scapegoat got all the worst abuse, the golden child lived like a prince or a princess. And yet, having lived through it personally and having worked with quite a few golden people that have been the golden child in my job, I wouldn't wish it on anyone, because there is a catch. And if you're the golden child in the family, you may have figured this out by now. And the catch is, your freedom is an illusion. You remain the golden child as long as you stay in that tiny box your narcissistic mother has designed for you. The moment you so much as take a small step outside the rules she has set, you fall, and fall hard. You fall from grace. You can actually move from golden child to scapegoat pretty quickly if you don't obey the rules. The role of the golden child is not based on your actual talents or passions. It is bestowed upon you by your narcissistic parent so that they can live through you. It's a role fed by the shame and ambitions of the narcissistic parent who makes your successes their own and lives vicariously through you. The golden child is an extension of the narcissistic parent, a reflection of their image, therefore has to be perfect. The golden child needs to be molded to the idea of perfection the narcissistic parent holds, and there's no space for their authenticity to emerge. And this is a really, really, really painful experience to go through. especially when we start becoming aware of this dynamic, when we start realizing, which it happens quite quickly, actually, as a golden child, we realize very, very soon that if we don't stick to the rules, we're gonna fall from grace, we're gonna lose the love, and then we learn to play by the rules. Have you even noticed how your mother would show you off like a prized possession? How your results were bandied around at family gatherings, maybe, or in public occasions? Have you noticed how your mother would be there to take credit for the amazing results that you brought home? Like, could say things like, we sent her to the best schools and now you can see the results. Have you ever noticed how invested your narcissistic parent has been in the aspects of your life that made you successful, but didn't give a damn about other things about you? Let's say you were the superstar in a sport, and that was like the biggest source of pride for your narcissistic parent. But maybe you also liked art. Have you noticed how the sports achievement were the thing they praised and made a big thing about, while they dismissed your other passion as a waste of time and resources? Same could have happened with your studies, for example. Has your narcissistic parent offered you all the available resources if you chose a certain career? You know, one that your narcissistic parent actually thought was like a career to be proud of, but suddenly say no to giving you resources if you brought some other options up, things that you wanted to do. The golden child, to remain such, has to remain caged in a very small box that is completely determined by the narcissistic parent. The result? A life that is not your own and never will be, as long as you seek to please your narcissistic parent. And that's the thing. As a golden child, I was incredibly scared not to please my family, not to please my mother. Because if I stayed in that box, she gave me some kind of form of love and validation. She gave me attention. She spoke highly of me to other people. And if I didn't, it all went the other way. Like, I was criticized heavily and abused emotionally. So I so wanted to fit in that box. But that was also the most painful part of my life. Not being your authentic self. It is the biggest pain for a human being. So let's look for a moment at the impact of being raised in the role of the golden child. Number one, perfectionism. Number two, people pleasing. Number three, inflated sense of self. The golden child can actually is the one of that can go all the way to become a narcissistic person themselves, because having been in the role of the golden child can bring a sense of very inflated sense of self. Now, this is not a rule. I'm not saying that every golden child is a narcissist. I'm just saying that of all the different ones, that's the one that can run into the risk. And yet, number four is very low self-esteem, because you never actually acknowledged or praised for who you really are. But for this person that you become in order to get praised, and you're constantly having to prove your worth, because otherwise you're going to fall from grace. And number five, I believe your worth is entirely connected to your achievements. You've been raised like that. Your achievements were praised, not you as a human being, just because it's you're you. And so your sense of worth becomes very connected with your achievements, which, if you've listened to the episode of last week on perfectionism, that is a very unhelpful pattern to follow in life, and it's not going to bring a lot of joy. Number six, defensiveness to criticism, taking everything personal. Number 7, enmeshment with your parents. The narcissistic parent, that lives through you, lives through your achievement, lives through your life experience, is going to have this really unhealthy relationship that is completely enmeshed with the golden child, because the narcissistic parent and the narcissistic mother in specific with her daughter is gonna live her life through her daughter in order to fulfill herself, and so it becomes this crazy enmeshed relationship, which again, it's gonna be very unhelpful and very painful to live through. Number 8, lack of identity. Number 9, struggle in relationships, codependent relationships, and all sorts. Number 10, tendency to overwork, because if your worth is connected to your achievements, you're gonna want to work really, really, really hard to constantly get the best achievements. Number 11, entitlement. And number 12, indecisiveness, because you may constantly worry to make the wrong decision, because the wrong decision is gonna cause you to fall off grace. And so there's this again, I've been so indecisive ages to make the smallest decisions, because the fear, and again, it comes from the subconscious most of the time, we're not even aware of it, but the fear to make the wrong decision was so big that I would freeze. So what is the biggest pain of the golden child? So we mentioned quite a bit of stuff, and it's all very painful to live through, but what is the biggest pain of the golden child? The absolute conviction that you are only loved, that you're loved only based on your achievements. Therefore, the complete lack of freedom that comes with that. There is a total lack of freedom when we have this belief that we're inherently unlovable and the only way to get love is through our achievements. If you stray from the designated path that brought you the love and the validation, you will lose everything. People will reject you, will abandon you, you will lose love and you will lose the validation the minute that you do something that's actually true for you. And even when you get to realize all of it, that fear still lives and dictates everything from the subconscious. Because like this whole golden child dynamic, I've realized it years ago. And still, I find aspects of myself that are still driven by that, despite the amount of work, because it's layered and there's layers in the subconscious of elements we're not even aware that they're there, that are still trying to stick into that small little tiny box that your narcissistic mother, your narcissistic parent designed for you. So you don't know who you are because you were never allowed to be yourself. You had to be what your narcissistic mother or narcissistic parent wanted you to be. That was the only way to get their love. Being perfect, being at the top, being the one that provides for everyone, having the most successful career at what you do, being the best always, pleasing others around you so you get validation, and so on. That has dictated your life and gave you no time to find out who you truly are, where your passions truly lie. Have you noticed how the kick you get from your achievements is short-lived? You know, that kick of feeling energized and feeling good about your achievements is short-lived. You achieve something and you get that bit of energy, and then there's a low and you need to go and achieve some more. Have you noticed how you need to keep being perfect or else a crippling anxiety comes in? If something is not perfect, if you haven't achieved the biggest achievement, if like so much anxiety takes over. Have you noticed how afraid of failing you constantly feel? Living as the golden child has been crippling, and I get it. it definitely has been crippling for me. It has dictated most of my life in a very, very unhelpful way. It has never brought me joy. Aren't you tired of living in a box made by your narcissistic parent? Wouldn't you love to know who you are? What your true passions are? How amazing you could be at the things that truly light you up? Because, I mean, if you're that amazing at something, at things that you didn't choose, but your narcissistic mother or your narcissistic parent chose for you when they bestowed this golden child role upon you, imagine how good you're gonna be at the things that actually really light you up. It's gonna be a gift to the world what you're gonna be bringing. Imagine the freedom of being able to choose your life instead of having to fit the mold that was designed for you by others. How do we repair after a lifetime of being the golden child? And this is something that I was never told by anyone. I had to figure it out by myself. But it has saved me, and it has helped me a lot. There is one remedy for the golden child. And that one remedy is allowance. And you're going to go, what? You know, that's it. You've done all this episode, you stirred it up this much, and then all you're giving me is this allowance. Yes, that's exactly it, allowance. And by allowance, I'm not talking about the spoiled, I'm allowed to do everything, I'm allowed to whatever I please, superficial kind of allowance. You probably got a lot of that as a golden child, because we said that you were allowed to pretty much do anything within that box that they decided to put you in, but within that container you probably got a lot of allowance. By allowance, I'm talking about reclaiming your right to be allowed to be yourself. Allowance to explore what it means to be yourself. Allowance to play and experiment. You are allowed to disappoint your narcissistic parent or your narcissistic mother. Boy, did you ever feel allowed to do that? Because I never did. I've lived nearly 40 years feeling I was not allowed to disappoint my mother in any way, shape, or form. And actually to just realize I am allowed to disappoint her was a very liberating feeling. You're allowed to feel that your narcissistic parents' dreams are not your dreams. You're allowed to want something different for yourself than the career or set of criteria they laid out for you. You're allowed to take that course that your mother told you was a waste of time and money, but you knew you loved. You're allowed to be an artist, for example, even if your mother wanted you to, I don't know, be whatever else, fill the blank. You're allowed to not be perfect at everything you do and to be happy about it. You're allowed to get messy. You're allowed to be yourself. The best way to be yourself, to get to know yourself, is actually to get a little bit messy every once in a while. If you're always perfect, you're never going to know who you are, because you are not perfect. Nobody is. We're human. And we make mistakes, and we experiment, and we take the wrong turn every now and again, and then we learn from those experiences, and then we figure out some more about ourselves. That is the path, and you're so allowed to take that path. And if your narcissistic mother, your narcissistic parent gets very upset about it, you're so allowed to upset them. That's their problem. It's not yours. They have no right to live their life through you, to make you into a creature that they want in order for them to feel fulfilled while you are unhappy. They have no right to do that. You are super allowed to play an experiment and figure out who you are and disappoint them along the way. And you're so allowed to learn to fill up that tank of love and validation by yourself for you, rather than just waiting for them to give you the crumbs just because you've done something that pleased them. It goes all the way to you are allowed to choose what to wear. You're allowed to choose the color you want to decorate your kitchen. You're allowed to choose the car you want, where you want to live. These sound like simple, simple things. But, you know, have you really felt allowed to do these simple things? Or is there a part of you still, you know, even in the privacy of your own home, when you're making choices and decisions on how you're going to decorate, how you're going to dress this morning, how you, like, is there still that little voice at the back of your head that's telling you that there's a rule book and that, funnily enough, it was decided by your narcissistic mother or your narcissistic parent? And that rule book is still dictating what you choose. I've actually worked with clients that decorated their house in order to make sure their mother was happy about it. And I've been there. I've made choices thinking that. Just recently, I realized the way my house is painted on the outside actually was my mother's dream house. And I was saying to my husband, you know what? When we repaint this, I actually want to paint it different, because I figured out, age 40, how I would like my house to look. So it goes from these small, apparently small things, but like a lot of small things put together become a big thing. You know, as you do one thing, you do all things. If you're still feeling there's a rule book on how you, or what you do with your hair in the morning, or what color trousers you decide to wear, just to make sure your mother doesn't get too displeased or judges you, it's gonna be affecting the big things in life too. And so it goes from the small things all the way to the big thing. You are so allowed to be yourself. You are so allowed to make your own choices and decisions. You are so allowed to look at what you've done so far, take a really good look at it, and go, wow, 99.9% of what I've done so far was dictated by my narcissistic mother or by my narcissistic parents and the expectations that they set on me. You know what? Screw that. I'm gonna do me from now on. You're allowed to do that. It's a process, and I get it, and it can be intense. I remember, because a lot of the stuff that I did, I thought it was me. I really believed it was me for a very long time. And so there was quite an intense reassessing of many aspects of my life, and not all of them had to completely go. Some of them had to go altogether. Some of them had to be reconsidered and taken on in a new light that was more mine. So it doesn't have to be a complete devastation of your entire life to start completely brand new. Sometimes it happens that way, but it doesn't have to be that dramatic. But there is a reshaping it into what is you, rather than coming from this need to be loved and accepted by your narcissistic parents that have decided that there's only a certain set of criteria that are going to make you lovable as a human being. When you wake up from your role as the golden child, it is common to realize your life has not been your own, that every choice you've made has been dictated by your narcissistic parent and their expectations. And to liberate yourself from all of this, you need to start setting boundaries for yourself. That's really, really important. If you haven't downloaded the roadmap to boundary setting, you can do that today. The link is in the description and it's free for you to download. You need to disentangle from the enmeshment I do have an episode on enmeshment on this podcast, and I will put the link in the description of this one. So once you've listened to this, you can go there. I will also add an episode on perfectionism that may be helpful too. So the links are all going to be in the description of this episode. So to liberate, we said you need to start setting boundaries, disentangle from the enmeshment, and start allowing yourself to become your own person. You're allowed to set boundaries. You're allowed to play and experiment and search and develop your own identity. You are allowed to do that. That's your divine right. I mean, you're on this planet to be yourself. And you are allowed to live your life. So that's it for today. If you have questions, reflections on this, you can share them in the comment. You can also email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me with your questions. And with that, today we're also opening, I forgot to mention that, today we're opening the doors for a new intake in the Reclaim Your Fullness online community. So if you're interested in that, follow the link in the description to the waiting list, or send me a direct email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me, because the doors are only going to be open for a couple of days, so probably from today up till Thursday or something. So if you're interested in joining our community, now is the time. With that, I'm going to send you lots of love, and bye for now.